HoustoCon football team prepares for Week 5 against Manitowoc Lutheran at home this week. Let's bring in head coach Tim Meyer ahead of the matchup. Coach, you and I talked before the season about the state title contenders and even a defending champ sprinkled in there at the start of your schedule. What kind of feedback were you able to get after going through that gauntlet of a four-game stretch that, frankly, I'd put up there with anybody in the state right now?
Yeah, it was definitely difficult. It mirrored last season quite a bit. We knew we were in for a rough go of it, and hopefully we could use that adversity and those challenges to get us a little battle hardened and test us and get us ready for weeks five through the rest of the season.
Coach, this team was throwing the ball around a ton to start the season. Your quarterback and Barrett Meyer did go down for a bit. I just want to ask you, it's always preached that teams have to have that next man up mentality. When somebody goes down, the next person needs to step up, fill their spot, and do at least a serviceable job. But how do you instill that into your team when that scenario actually turns into reality? And you saw that happen with A.J. Kluck getting his number called and going out to take some snaps.
Yeah, it can be difficult. The kids just, they have to understand that we as coaches have confidence in that philosophy and that we all practice the same. We do the same things. And that if something happens to one of our frontline players, it's the next guy and they have to go in and we all have to have confidence and support that person. And we do. AJ's a first year player for us, doesn't have a lot of experience, but he's got a great attitude and great ability to learn, and he'll be just fine. And this is going to take a little weight off his shoulders, having Barrett back, and now he can step back and continue his learning process. So it was a good thing for him in a bad way.
Yeah, and now he's got the early season reps should his name get called again, or you start to talk about the future of this program. You know, AJ's got some valuable first-team reps and in-game reps against really tough opponents under his belt. Reed Vorlob, let's talk about him. He's been your home run hitter on offense, 5 receptions, 171 yards, and a score through 4 games. What is it about the way that Reed approaches his position, goes about his business, that allows him to get open for those huge gains?
I think he's very methodical. He's very even-keeled and calm, and he doesn't get outside of his normal behavior and his normal activity. He just goes out and executes, and I think that's important to have that kind of consistency, and I think it helps the whole team when they can see people out there performing what they do day in and day out and just doing it the way it's supposed to be done.
Absolutely. It helps to have those home run hitters, and it's great to see that that's been working for him early. After two of the first 3 games being on the road, coach, let's talk atmosphere. Your squad's back playing its second of 3 matchups in a row at home. How has it been for you and for this group getting back in front of the community and seeing a lot of those familiar faces who show out to every single Marsh Falcons game?
I think it's helpful from a game planning perspective and a practice perspective, knowing that we're at home, knowing that that things just work better and easier when you don't have to worry about the travel aspect of it. Some team, we played well on the road last year, so we're not afraid of that. But having fans and not having to travel, there's some good travel distances in the capital. And making sure that, having our fans at home is a big deal for us. The kids need to hear it. The kids, they thrive on that. They want to be supported in everything they do. And to be able to play in front of your own fans, I think, really helps their psyche.
Yeah, and being out there a couple of times going into even last year, I could just tell the atmosphere is amazing. It's something really cool to be a part of. Coach, what are some main focuses you've really locked in on with your group this week leading into the back half of the season as we get to the midway point here in week 5?
Again, this for us, it's a cutting down process. Mm-hmm. Try to learn the basics and get good at them, and see what other things may work. And if they don't, cut them out. And we're still working on that process. I think we're comfortable where we're at now. We did it last year. We did it again this year. And we just keep repping the things that we do and try to get better and better every week. So by week 5, we're really confident in what we're doing on both sides of the ball.
You mentioned the early slate really mirrored what you had last year in terms of difficulty, just straight up the opponents, right? A lot of good football programs on the other sideline going up against you guys to make you better. Your group has a battle with Manitowoc Lutheran this week, and looking back at last year, this is the game that spurred a four-game win streak to put the Marsh Falcons back into the playoffs. Obviously, every season's different, Coach, but has that turning point been brought up this week, or is it strictly just, let's focus on the Manitowoc Lutheran team that is out there for 2025?
We kind of kept that under wraps for most of the first 4 weeks that, you know, hey, we want to go out and compete regardless of who we're playing against. Didn't turn out like that for us. So as a rallying point, yeah, that kind of is a thing, is that this is our chance now. Now, Manitowoc Lutheran is ranked in the state again, so this is our fifth straight ranked opponent. So we have to go to that with that mentality that this is our chance, but it's not going to get any easier. And that's what we've kind of pushed on them, is that we can compete, but we better go hard. This is no pushover.
Absolutely. Well, Coach, we're looking forward to getting out there. Thank you so much for the time, as always. Best of luck on Friday, and we will see you out on the gridiron.
Thank you much. Look forward to seeing you.
That was Tim Meyer, head coach of the Houstacon Marsh Falcons football team. Houstacon and Manitowoc Lutheran face off on Friday night. Pre-game coverage starts at 6:45 p.m. on Daily Dodge TV. Reporting for 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam, I'm Corey Sparks.